This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon Department of Transportation is working on the exit 124-125 interchange area management plan and the Garden Valley Corridor Plan. They've got an online open house that is continuing through the 13th, but an in-person community open house happening this afternoon and early evening. And Julie Denny from ODOT in the Medford office with us to talk about it. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about what's going on here, these two projects with the Oregon Department of Transportation and the city working to plan for community travel needs up into the future.
Yeah, so right now we're looking at things that we can do to improve congestion and travel in Roseburg, specifically at exits 124 and 125 and along the Garden Valley Corridor. And because those areas all work together, we want to make sure that we're working with the city to come up with the best plans possible.
Now, obviously, when you look at something like this, this is a long-term project. Any work to an interchange requires significant funding, maybe even land acquisition, a lot of pieces to this puzzle.
Definitely. And right now we are in the planning phase, which means that we're looking at the problems and coming up with the best possible solutions. And that will include short-term goals to help alleviate issues as well as long-term goals.
Now, the event today, what will people find out if they attend from 4 to 7 at the Roseburg Public Library?
Well, our in-person open house gives people a chance to see different plans that we've come up with, different alternatives, and we've got maps. Our project team is there in person to answer any questions, and it's really a chance to look around, see the different work that we've done, and give your feedback.
Now, is it a formal presentation, or is this more informal?
This is a drop-in event, so you can come anytime between 4 and 7. There will be a lot of people to talk to, and we'll have a lot of displays. And so it really is geared toward getting people there when it works best on their schedule.
I was just up in Portland over the weekend, and of course, as you go up and down the freeway, you see things evolve over time, the freeway system, and in areas of big population growth, a lot of changes have happened to freeways and things like that. Here, our population growth has been slower, but yet at the same time, there's still needs there, and especially when you look at the future, you've got bridges and infrastructure and a lot of things that you've got to plan for because they only have a useful life of so long.
Right. And what we're doing with this plan is we're looking at a 20-year plan. So we don't want to build something that's only going to be helpful for a year or two. We want to look at what's going to happen with the community in the future, with population growth, development, and enhance the transportation system to make it work best over time.
And, of course, around the Umpqua Valley, in Roseburg specifically, you have some challenges just with the topography. You've got Mount Nebo, which doesn't particularly move, and you've got a river right by the freeway, so some challenges there as well.
Right. In some cases, we have to work with the area we have, and that makes it a little bit more challenging, but it means that we look at other solutions to get around that. We have the existing interchanges in Roseburg. We look at other ways to create east-west connections, whether that's an overpass or an underpass over or under I-5. We look at ways that we can reconfigure an interchange with the existing footprint to make it more efficient. So there are things we can do, but you are right, with that geography, we can't just do whatever we want.
Now, what is the city of Roseburg's role in all this?
Well, the Garden Valley Corridor plan is a city plan. The interchange plans are our plans at ODOT, but obviously those all work together, especially at that exit 124 and Garden Valley Boulevard. We want to make sure that the plans that we make, the changes that we make, all work together. If we were to make a change to the interchange, for example, that doesn't help the Garden Valley Boulevard traffic, that wouldn't really help anybody in the long term. So by working together on this, we'll be able to come up with the best solution.
I imagine for ODOT, you've got many areas that you serve in this region, and there's got to be a lot of projects that you're looking at all the time.
Yeah, we're always looking at projects throughout the region. The Southwest Oregon region is pretty big. It spans from Douglas County down to the California border. So definitely a lot of work that we need to do, a lot of changes that have happened in our communities as far as development and population growth. But our process is the same. We look at the need. We look at the possibility to obtain funding for those projects once they've been identified. And we prioritize those through our statewide transportation process.
The event today, 4 to 7. If somebody can't make that, they can go to the online open house. Explain how that one works.
Sure. If you go to our project page or to the City of Roseburg webpage, there's a link to get there from there. The online open house goes through the 13th, so you can go there and see all of the information that we will present in the in-person open house in an online format. And that has information about what we learned from the first set of open houses from the community, what everybody had to say. It shows different alternatives that we've come up with to help solve the problems that we've identified. And it gives several opportunities for people to offer their feedback. And that's really the thing that we want. We want to hear how these would affect people and the way that they get around in the Roseburg area.
All right. That online open house through the 13th, the in-person open house this afternoon, 4 to 7 at the Roseburg Public Library in the Ford Room. And from the Oregon Department of Transportation, Julie Denny, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the morning report.